If you travel, you know how to really go off the grid. Like no cell service in your room off the grid. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths, sound baths, and ice baths? Because when you set up your out of office, you mean it. Because when you're the escape artist, vacation is all about resting, meditating, drinking water, and minding your own businessing. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/you know.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
And now, join Kevin Hart as he dives into the minds of some of the world's funniest comedians. This is Comedy Goldmines with Kevin Hart.
Welcome. God damn it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to all new episode of Comedy Goldmines. And what do we do here, people? I shouldn't have to tell you. You should know the answer. You should know the answer by now. We get into the minds of brilliant comedians. And why? Why do we do that? Well, because these are some of the most amazing minds there is. A comedian's mind is fucking gold. Hence the name Comedy Gold Mines. Ooh, that's a gem. Today we have somebody special on the show. A friend, an amazing talent. Ooh, just a brilliant person all around. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer.
Oh my God, she's so much thinner in person.
Okay,
Amy. Sorry, look, I need to be introduced the way I need to be introduced.
Okay, well, I'll say that next time, but you got to give me a heads up. Send me a text. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I can't complain, Amy.
Actually, you haven't answered my last three texts.
What? Well, those, because you're texting from my Hotmail number. You have my Hotmail number.
Okay. That's such a thing. That's such a dodge.
Yeah.
All right. Kevin's not Hotmail. No, Hotmail. That's good. I'm going to say that to people. Yeah, oh, you must have my Hotmail.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the only reason. If you had my other stuff, then you would get me. But you
okay. If I had your real number.
Yeah.
That's the thing. When somebody's on your podcast, they have to put you on blast for not texting them back. I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. How's family life? I mean, Jesus, you're married, you're a mom. I mean, it's all the above now.
All of
right?
it. I'm living that life. I am. Are you a living mom that life? As hell. Yeah.
Are
no,
you loving
I'm,
it and living
I'm
it?
I'm loving it. No, okay. I'm loving it. I'm annoying. I'm like,
really?
Like so into it. He's almost two. So, you know, that age is like, he talks with full confidence, but he doesn't say any, it sounds like he's speaking a different
jack
language.
Jack shit. He's saying jack shit, but he looks at shit. You as if it's something.
He's pointing, he's, you know, and he's not saying anything. And he has the confidence of a comic. Actually, you know, like he's like, everybody should listen to me right now. Like I have something very important to say. Delusional confidence. Like
what do you feel has changed most about you since marriage?
My pussy. It's honestly just like huge now and just garbage. It's just street trash. Yeah, I would say my street trash pussy is probably no. What's changed? I mean, I don't know, like for being a mom, like what do you, like everything, you know, I don't go out anymore. I mean, it's also the pandemic, but I'd be down at the Cellar every night doing stand-up. And now it's like, if a friend is like, want to meet out at 8 p.m., I'm like, 8 p.m., sorry.
Jesus like, Christ.
Not in bed. I stay up, you know, but.
But you're an animal, 8 p.m. outside your house. God damn, living life.
Who do you think I am? Yeah. Where are you going?
Are you Batman? Who hangs out at 8 p.m.? Jesus Christ.
I'm not protecting Gotham over here, okay? I'm protecting my fish sticks I made for my son.
Here's what I mean when I say if things changed or what do you think has changed most? I mean, you know, you still are. You're a household name, right?
But you could say it. I used to be. Now I'm
no.
You know, I'm just in a series of commercials.
You do have a commercial running right now. Yes, I have seen the commercial.
You know, I at one point did a commercial that you might have at one point said no to. Can I just tell you? I was once offered a commercial. I won't say what the commercial is. I was offered the commercial. They go, I said, yeah, sure. I'll sell truly anything, you know. You want me in your lawyer ad? You want me in your ad talking about personal injuries? You got me. And they go, actually, we're sorry. We're going to go with Kevin Hart. And I go, Kevin's not going to say yes to this. And so when you come back to me after Kevin says no, don't be embarrassed because I'm ready. And that's exactly what happened.
We won't,
Kevin
we won't
is going to pass on this.
We
He's
going to
pass hard on this. And I will be right here. And don't even say sorry. Don't even say sorry to me.
Just close your mouth. Close your mouth and just know that I'm not going anywhere. I'm ready.
Give me my call time. I don't care.
Amy, you're so fucking great. You're so great. Do you feel like motherhood, you know, has it in any way, shape, or form, has it taken away any of the hunger of entertainment, of comedy? I mean, because, you know, the one thing about being a parent is wanting to be there. And
right.
You know, as a father, of course, it's different for me because, you know, my wife, she's so hands-on. She's so great. I have that. Yeah. I have that partner that allows me the comfort of knowing that my kids are getting what they need, that they're taken care of. And, you know, when I'm in and out, it's great. It's good for me, but I got the comfort of knowing. Now, you as a mother, is it different for you, you know, or do you and your husband have that kind of bond?
Well, I would say Chris is the primary caregiver because I do have to be in and out, even with, but I haven't been like shooting something gone for, you know, 14 hours a day since because of this year, you know, so that's about to happen. So I've only like had to be out of the house for like a full day a couple times. So I don't know what that's going to be like, but the hunger.
That?
Yeah, I am. I am really nervous about that. I'm like, you know, it's me. I'm not even worried about my son. It's me that's worried about, like, cause you know, just getting to be with him so much. But I still have the hunger. I'm, you know, I'm about to start filming a show for Hulu, and I am, you know, I created it. I'm directing a bunch of it, and I feel very engaged.
Holy shit! Congrats.
And loving
directing.
That. Yeah.
Good for you, Amy.
Are you directing?
You know what, man? I want to start, but Amy, I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid of the
of having
the
to
whole,
be there early.
Yeah. Well, no, not I'm afraid of the hole that you go in after, because once you have that project, you're stuck with that project for the year. You know what I mean? It's like filming it after filming it. Then it's the editing process.
But aren't you involved in every part of the process for your specials? And
yes,
I'm
involved
anyway?
In it, but I'm able to still hop in, hop out. I'm involved in it, but I do it in such a way to where I can still
You can still hop
maneuver.
In, hop out when you're...
Not in your first movie. You don't want to hop in, hop out in your first movie.
Yeah,
not your first movie.
Yeah, no, but I like, you know, if you have like really good support systems, I feel like you can, because I feel like you're most likely directing everything you're doing anyway. I know you're not going to say that, but you know.
Yeah, you know, at a certain point in your career, you get to a point to where you definitely are more aware of what goes on behind a camera than you once were. And when you are, you're able to dictate and control.
Right. So I think it makes you a better performer too. You know, once you understand all that stuff.
People need to know and understand that about you too, Amy. And I want to take a second to just highlight that. Like your level of creative that you put into the things you do. You're a pen to the pad. You're a pen to the pad comic. And not just within your stand-up, but within the things that have made it to the big screen, within the things that make it to the little screen. You're heavy with that pen to the pad.
Yeah. Aren't you like that?
Of course.
Yeah. It's because you know what, you know the rhythm, you know the what's gonna work. And also when you're as busy as you, you have to be efficient. You know, it's like, how can we do this the most efficient way possible? And that's the thing, like, you know, it takes so much energy. So if you see a way that something could be done sort of more easily, like you can't keep your mouth shut and just be like, I'm just here to say my lines. Like you know, so it's, you know, it's kind of self-serving. But just how many times have you not listened to your instincts and you go, why?
Fuck.
I knew that.
Fuck.
I knew it. I should have just listened. Yeah.
I like that you're checking all the boxes, you know, from literature, from television to film to stand up. You're truly checking all the boxes. And, you know, you even have your own podcast.
It was canceled. Thank you for bringing that up. Who do I blame for that?
Keith
Robinson.
Absolutely.
Keith is a piece of garbage. And I'm glad that finally the world will hear from me.
Yes.
I blame Keith Robinson.
We've been trying
to get Keith canceled for years now.
I don't know why you would even fucking incorporate Keith on your fucking show.
It was a huge mistake.
What an idiot you are incorporating Keith.
It's actually really sad. I was like, how can I make my friends hang out with me? It's Rachel Feinstein, Bridget Everett, hilarious performers, and you know, Keith Robinson, just because we need someone to yell at.
No, you get cut to the chase. He needs the work. Okay,
that's he needed Keith it. Needed. That's
he
right.
Needed the fucking work.
He needs a damn paycheck.
Shit.
He gets paid as a writer on almost everything I do, and he does nothing.
We have to be honest for a second, just for listeners. I don't think that you'll love a person more. Keith Robinson is a mentor to me, a fucking amazing guy.
He's done
so much for me. And yeah. Amy had him on her radio show, which got canceled because of him.
Ultimately. That's right.
How long did you guys go?
We did 5 seasons, which is really weird. I know. It was on Spotify, and yeah, and they got Joe Rogan's podcast, and they told us to go.
Go fuck yourself.
Fillet ourselves right in the corner. We said, thank you so much for your time. yeah, but it was fun. It was a good run. And, you know, but yeah, Keith, I love, he's, you know, he's family.
He's a great guy. What do you prefer, Amy, right now? You know, when it comes to you and you being your best, is there a preference between television and film right now?
I'm excited about, this is my first like narrative TV show I'm doing. So it's like, you know, it's 5 hours long. It's, you know, it's 10 half hours. So I also do really math really.
I think that's a lot.
Really quick.
That's a lot, Amy. 10 and a half hours.
Is that too much time to like look at me and hear?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Don't people want to see this though?
Like, that's a lot. Amy.
5 hours? No? Are you sure?
I mean, I'm just telling you that's
no,
a lot.
No, people are going to love it. They're going to watch it again. They're going to start it right over. I know, but that's the thing. Isn't that funny? They made a joke about it. Amy or Tina on the Globes, they were like, you either are like, I don't want to watch a movie, but then you binge a TV show for like 8 hours. So, you know, it's like Ricky Gervais had that show. What's
Life After Death.
Yeah.
Or Life After, something like that.
That's a Biggie album. You're thinking of
Afterlife. I get Biggie and Ricky confused all the
they
time.
They are truly Biggie Smalls the same person. Did you watch the doc?
I did actually. I did watch the doc.
That was a amazing. Fun watch, right? God.
It's actually pretty amazing when you go look at it. And just as a sidebar, I watched Ricky's show as well. So
yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah. I think Biggie was my favorite rapper. Who's your favorite of all time? Yeah.
My favorite rapper of all time?
Favorite rapper of all time. Like, you know what? No. Maybe of all time. Yeah. But I guess 90s hip hop.
90s hip hop, I'm going to go Biggie Smalls.
Yeah, right.
90s hip hop. Yeah, it's between Biggie or Tupac if you're going to that time frame.
It's too but political. Then it's I shouldn't have brought that up.
Okay. Well, we're not here to start a beef. Andy. No. That's not what we're about to do. But
no, but I will battle anyone. And I want to say that right here, right now. If anybody wants to step to me.
No, Amy.
No? Okay. Sorry. I'm trying a new persona. You got to keep reinventing yourself, you know?
Amy, where did you learn that? Who told you that?
I just watched the Biggie documentary. I got excited.
Okay. Well, you can't. That doesn't mean
I'm
going to
write that down.
Don't tell people to
step off. Okay. Yeah. Don't tell people that. All right. I got it. I wrote it down.
Stand up. What are you thinking about for stand up right now?
I don't know.
We're in a fucking pandemic.
Know. We loved your special, by the way.
Thank you.
You wouldn't know because you obviously have changed your number.
All right.
We really enjoyed that.
I mean, I was very lucky, very fortunate to find somewhere to work on something, and I was able to put an hour together. And I got excited about the fact that, like, oh shit, when we're down, I kind of figured out this way to kind of create some material. So I shot a special.
I appreciated it. It was great, and it was really funny. And I feel like it came right at a time where it was like I was really starving for content. Like, I watch everything. You know, like anytime anyone's like, did you see this? I'm like, yes. Like, I don't know. My friends are like, how do you have so much time? I'm like, from 7 to like 1 a.m. I'm just watching TV, like everything. But no, we were like looking forward to it and excited. Oh, and you sent out like a gift thing and Chris wore your silk pajamas.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember. That's why I'm asking you right now. Like when it
comes
to
what's
my
deal with stand up? I did stand up one time this whole pandemic. Mm-hmm. Did a show with John Forte. Martha's Vineyard. It was like an outdoor fundraiser for
Women's
Shelter.
Was it a shit show? Was it fucked up, or was it put together well?
Well, it was like 4 p.m. And, you know, Martha's Vineyard is one of my favorite places where my husband's from. But, you know, it was a lot of people wearing like Ann Taylor and drinking a spritzer. and I opened for John. So John kind of got like the hot spot, you know, and he was amazing. And he has a new album, Rhythm Road, Rhythm Drive, everybody has to listen to. But he, but my standup, it was fun. It was fun. And I feel like I have like 10 minutes right now. Mm-hmm. What about you? You just shot.
I don't have shit.
You don't have anything.
Amy, I don't have shit right now.
I can't. That's the thing. People go, can you just do 20? I don't have it.
Me not. Listen, what I have is so bad right now that I kind of don't want. I don't want shit to open up yet because I don't know what to do when it does. Like if I get a stage, I don't know what the fuck to do. But I will say this. Oh, I will say this, Amy. Like right now, this is the best time for us, because once we do get to a point where people are going back into comedy clubs, the need and want for comedy is going to be so real, so big.
Oh, right. I didn't think about that.
It's going to be so big. So, you know,
you gotta have something.
I think that we're going to get extremely hungry and ambitious once we get a taste of it again. I don't think it's going to be long.
Can I tell you like a premise I have in my phone?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Okay. This is good. This is good radio. Okay.
Okay. I'm listening.
Actually I want to ask if you've ever heard somebody do this before. This might be like a Seinfeld vibe. Okay. Just that like we're old now,
mm-hmm.
and you know how, like when I was like, I'm about to turn 40 this year. And when I was younger, it was like, I just thought 40 was so old,
mm-hmm.
you know, but then you get older and then you're like, when somebody dies, when they're 75, you're like, oh, they were so young. That's it. Like, that's kind of the premise. Doesn't that sound like it might be a Jerry bit?
Well, it doesn't sound like a Jerry bit, but it's observational. That's where you're getting a Jerry vibe from.
Yeah.
And I think as you get to 40,
yeah.
the crazy thing about us being 40, like right now I'm 41. And uh-huh. the fucked up thing about being 41, you did once look at it as, yo, this old as shit.
Like you're just over. Yeah.
But right. once you're here, you get this new energy about 40 when other people.
Oh no, we're in our prime.
It. Yes.
I believe that. I mean, for me, it's not physically, because I don't even understand what happened to my breasts after having a baby. But I mean, they honestly, Kev, they used to be so high. They didn't, if I laid down, they just stayed there like at attention, you know, and now it's like, it's all over.
Are you happy at all? Are you still fucking confident? Happy. Are you still like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Then
me?
That's all
Are you
that
kidding
matters.
Me? You know, I believe matters. I have like a super pussy.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure it's below average and I have low T. Actually, I got all this blood work this year cause I had Lyme and they were like, you have extremely low T. Do you want to get more tea? They're like, we can give you. And I was like, no, I don't. What do I want tea for? Tea's over.
Do you feel like has the sex life falling off after the baby, or do you still try to,
whenever
still
we
try
do
to stay
it,
true to it?
Do you, are you guys like this? Like, okay, truly, we probably have sex every 7 to 10 days.
That's about
and,
right.
Okay. And we do it and we go, God, that's so great. Like, we need to do that more. And then we don't do it again for another 7 to 10 days. No, okay, wait, this happened the other day. So my husband goes, I go, do you want to have sex? And he makes this face. He goes, like, he kind of pictured it and like winced, you know, he was like imagining it. And he made a face kind of like he ate something bad, you know? And I was like, he's like, how about tomorrow? And I was like, great. Thank you. I feel really good. But that's Chris anyway, because like during the pandemic, we were like sitting outside and it was like about to rain. And I turned to him and I was like, you know, I said, even though this has been horrible, COVID is horrible, this I think has been the best time of my life. And he said, I'm going to go put the windows up in the car, you know? And like, that's him. Like, he's just, I'm like, what about what I, you know, no.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah. What about, that was a meaningful. No, I think he's going to ram it up at the windows up in the car.
My wife told me straight up. She told me I need to get the fuck away from you. She told me, like, listen, like, not even no laugh behind it. It was as blunt as you can say it. Yeah, I need to.
She's running
the
house. Like, she has it. Okay. Didn't you guys just have another baby?
We just had another baby.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm a lot of work too. And that's what I've realized. Like, during this pandemic, I've realized I'm work. Like, I don't know shit. I don't know where shit is. No. I don't know how to do shit. No. And I got
You're
like
in the
one
way.
Day.
You're in the way.
Yes. You know, I heard myself. I fucking heard myself, Amy. Mm-hmm. Like I backed a backer and I was like, oh shit, this is bad. Yeah. I was like, hey babe, where the remote control at to the TV? I don't see the remote control. She's like, I don't know. Just look for it. I don't know where it is. That's what I'm saying. Where is it at? And she was like, just it's probably on the couch. So I was like, all right, I'll go look. But that's what I'm saying. If it's not there, then we got to find a control. And then mm-hmm. I found a remote control and I was like, hey, babe, where did we, them tea bags, you know, the tea, you know, the tea that you make with that, that it's not the ginger, look, but the other one, we got more, we got more of those. I don't know, babe. You got to check.
He hates me. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know where they, you got to tell me, do we got those or no? Let's see. But before I know, I'm going to get them a check, but I'm saying, do we have them?
She's like, look in the tea bag section.
Hey, babe, where that blanket, where, you know the blanket? Where that gray blanket at? The gray blanket, the one that's got the, you know, the soft one, not the one that's not soft, but the one that's softer than the one that's soft. Do you have that? The
extremely soft one.
Babe, where's that one at? I don't know which one you're talking about. The one that I put on my feet, where's that one at? Ask the kids. Can you ask them? I'm so much fucking work.
If babe, I were him.
Babe, is the baby up? I don't know.
Go
see. You don't know if the baby up? I don't want to see if you don't know. If you don't know, then I'll just wait.
Then I'll just assume the baby's not up. And
Amy, I am so fucking much.
You're in the way. No, I know, because it's like they have a system. They're kind of running things and you come in and you just, it's like, hey, we're not doing that right now. Like we're not. And I'm like, let's put the TV on, you know, let's show, like, I don't care. Like, I'm like, Gene, watch TV.
Where the mugs at with the handles?
Yeah.
I don't want to use the ones that don't have the handles. Where the ones with the handles?
This was yesterday. I go, where's the Parmesan? Where's the Parmesan? He's like, it's in there. He won't come in. I could hear that he's in a standoff with me. It's in there. I'm looking at the fridge. I'm like, and I really feel like I look, everybody's like, I'm like, it's really not here. And I call him to come in because I want to show him that I looked and it's not there. And he comes in and he immediately sees it. And I'm just like, you have every right to leave me. Yeah.
I'm sorry for wasting your life. You're not even wasting your time. I'm sorry.
You made a poor choice.
You fucked up bad. You
have committed to a fool.
I love that at least we're aware. I think being aware is half the battle.
That's a good point. Look how we're celebrating ourselves.
Yeah, like you gotta listen.
No, but it's true.
Knowing your flaws is what it's about. I know mine. And this is like every 5 days I have a talk with my wife and I'm like, hey, I just want to tell you I appreciate you for just, I know that I'm a lot. And I know that sometimes.
What did she say? Did she say I'm gonna go put the windows up in the car?
No, she'd be like, get the fuck out of my face, Kevin. Yeah. I don't want to hear your shit. Just leave me alone.
I know, same here. No. I'm like, I'm just, hey, just like quick reminder, just checking in. You're a great husband, a great father. Yeah. He's like, I think I'm going to sleep in the other room. I'm like, yeah. Cause I mean, oh no, they are lucky. He's asleep. I'm laying next to him. I'm watching reality shows. I'm eating loud, inconsiterate, loud.
Food next to him. Good for you. And he calls you on it. Amy, you're smacking.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. Am I? And there's so many crumbs in this bed. I feel like I'm sleeping in sand.
You know what I did? I went on like a two day no wash binge, but it was aggressive.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was just aggressive for no reason. I was just in we got this little theater room and I found a good show that I haven't seen. I think it was Billions.
Yeah.
And you know, Billions got like 7 seasons. I was on season 2 straight, straight.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It was a project.
It was a
project. I was in it.
Yeah.
She's like, she just looked me in my face. She's like, you're not going to wash your ass? I was like, oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I was just,
yeah,
I was
you're
just
right.
into it. My bad. No, I'll do it now. Is it, does this bother you? Am I, you're going to leave. You're about to leave.
You're leaving
you?
Me. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
That suitcase is out. It's bad. No. Yeah, and he's like, he reads the newspaper, he does a crossword, like he does all this, you know, and I'm just
nothing
on the couch.
Nothing on the couch trash. With fucking chips in your belly button and low breasts. Good for you. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I did it. I am living the dream. It's
that's
like,
what I'm talking about, Amy.
It's true. Just,
every time he answers you, every time he calls you and you answer, you're chewing a chip. That's mm-hmm. that's where you can tell where you are in life.
Yep.
If you always have a chip.
It happened so fast for him too. Like we got married and then I got pregnant like 3 months later. and I was like sick, and he's like it just, you know, it all just fell apart quick. I had like a, I like had a hot 3 months with him, you know.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
And are you going to do another baby?
I hope so. I mean,
hope so. What is that? Do you want another baby or not? What do you mean?
I do want another baby. I'm turning 40. I can't personally carry another baby again. Mm-hmm. I got really sick. I have a documentary called Expecting Amy.
I know exactly what it is.
Yeah, you must have forgot. I thought you maybe you texted me, but my Hotmail is probably my Hotmail. Is that
I know exactly what it is. It was
anyway,
tough for you.
Your pregnancy was tough. I can't have. It's, you know, hyperemesis is the condition, and there's a like 80% chance that the baby doesn't make it. So it's like, I'm not doing that.
Is it a thought? Is it a thought of expanding the family somehow? Is it a conversation?
Yeah, we I did IVF. We got, we got an embryo and, you know, maybe we'll find a beautiful angel to carry it for us. Or, I feel, you know, a little, it's imperfect, but you get it. Like once you have a baby, you're just like, oh God, there's nothing
you
better.
Want another one. I listen, want another one. That's one of those things that I truly do understand, you know, and what I've learned as a husband, I've learned when to really, 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 really try as much as I possibly can to understand and side with my wife about the things that are important and that are needs to her. Because, you know, I was guilty of dismissing things or
like what?
Being dismissive because, well, just shit that wouldn't be that big of a deal to me. Like, you know, something as small as like baby pictures, right?
Uh-huh.
And you know, her, I'm like, yo, it's a fucking baby. Like, you want to go take the pictures? Take the fucking pictures. Honey,
yeah.
Do what you want.
Like, great. You have an iPhone.
I don't have
portrait
to be
mode.
Here. Like, but then I was like, no, you know what? It is important for me to be there for her because these are her moments as well with our baby. And I shouldn't be the dad that's got kids, that's been here, that's seen it, that's looking past what she isn't looking past. So I had to really check myself on that. And in doing that, it opened up the door for me to understand so much more.
That's nice. How'd you get there? I would like for you to teach that class to my husband.
It wasn't overnight. And in no way, shape or form, you know, is this a moment for you to be like, yeah, see, Kevin did this. You need to do this. I think it's a thing that men
too late.
Kind
I'm
of,
doing that. No, just that it's like anything, like empathizing with the other person. Like, you don't need to understand why they feel a certain way. That's how they feel.
Yes.
And just like supporting that. It's, you know,
that's the trick. And that's the thing that's tough, I think, for a lot of men.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's something I'm still working on to date. Yeah. But as you get better, you know, situations are no longer situations or problems. They're compromises and understandings. And I try my best to do that. So when I hear you say what you say, I'm instantly siding with you from the space of when you say like, hey, you know, it's imperfect, but you know, I have a baby now and that want for adding and you know, having the bigger side of family. I get it. And if you can
and
you
siblings,
want to,
you know, having
fuck yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah. And you want, who wants that only child talking to themselves, licking the wall, you know, a lot of them kids lick the wall.
It's the risk. Themselves. It's a risk. It's all a gamble. Keith always said, Oh, he's like, you need a backup kid in case one of them's a dud.
In case one of them doesn't make it.
Yeah, backup kid.
You need one. Well,
and then remember
Greg
Giraldo? He used to have that joke. He'd be like, I don't have a favorite, but my main son. Were you friends with him?
Yes. R.I.P. to Greg Giraldo, man. He was so dope. So dope. So smart.
The best roaster.
So I would say him and Ross, absolutely. Him and Ross, absolutely.
Did you do the Flavor Flav roast?
No. I did the Bieber. Mine was Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
I hosted Bieber's roast. But Giraldo was fucking legend.
I just think he was the funniest person.
Where are you at with stand-up specials? Do you want to do another one?
Yeah, I guess. Like, I...
What do you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I just haven't done stand-up in a year. Like, I mean, I know I'll go back and I'll love it. And yes, I definitely want to do another special.
Is there like, so you,
but it's not in the works at all.
You're not one of those comics that have like a number attached. Like in my career, I want to do set amount of comedy specials. You don't have that.
I have no goals.
That's not true.
I have like a one goal in front of me. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's like whatever the next thing, but I don't have, you know, like Quentin's, like I want to do 10 movies or something. Mm-hmm.
So even within your series that you're doing now, you're like,
yeah,
I'm going to do this.
I'm going to do this.
See
season.
How it goes.
Yeah.
And then after that, find out what and where I want to be next.
Yeah. Do you think longer term?
Absolutely.
That's why you're like, you have a full infrastructure.
10, yeah, I'm 8 to 10 steps ahead.
I like knowing
where I'm going.
How many years ahead are you planned right now?
I'm at 50 in my head. 50 years old.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
I'm 41. I swear to God. I'm 41.
But how much do you change the plan? Not much?
I swear to God, I don't. I don't deviate. I don't deviate. As right now, the plans are all based around production company, partnerships within my streaming platform, Heartbeat Ventures, and big on partner. Like everything is now on partner for me. So work for hire is of no more being a partner.
Right.
Is the new norm. So
I mean, people must have to pay you to advertise on your page.
Well, it's more,
or, you know, like
it's even past the advertising. Like, you know, now for me, it's how do you become partners with the agency because you create and bring the ideas that the agencies need to sell to said thing. Like I think like that. Like
the Floyd Mayweather model, it's like, yeah, it's like, okay, all these people like, you know, didn't he have them like he got a piece of the parking?
He took every piece of the business.
Because he's my hero. Just kidding.
You're making money. You're making money off of me and my event.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I should get percentages of all the businesses attached.
Are you
going to
make a studio?
I have one.
You do?
Yeah, I have one.
Oh, I didn't know that. In L.A. or where?
I have one in L.A. in Chatsworth.
I had no idea.
Two full stages.
Damn. I mean, I don't know why I'm surprised. I just hadn't heard about it.
Harvey Studios. That's where we tape.
Well, you know what? I don't want to brag. I have a storage unit in Queens.
Okay.
And you know, it's not well, the same it's, thing, it's, but it's pretty fine. Much the same thing. I can do what I can put whatever I want in there. So
you can, but I mean, technically, it's
and I
not,
do.
Okay. Amy, okay. That's not, I see what you're doing and you don't have to.
Because it's
do
in
this.
Queens and that's 20-40 minutes tops to get
okay.
there.
Okay. Amy, that's fine. But
it's not a competition. Just
it's not. That's what I'm
we're
trying to
all
tell you. This is
doing our thing, is what I'm saying.
Who does Amy Schumer love within stand-up comedy? Who motivates Amy Schumer? Who do you look at and go?
I love
fuck?
You, Kev.
Oh, thank you, Amy.
At Hotmail.
Okay.
I love Dave Attell.
Dave Attell. You know Dave Attell? Dave Attell like discovered me.
Come on.
Are you serious?
I have no knowledge of this.
Keith is the true like hand. I got him. I'm going to teach him and show him the ropes.
Right. Dave I know Attell, that about Keith. Yeah.
Dave Attell saw me perform. Dave Attell was with Dave Becky. He knew Dave Becky. Dave mm-hmm. Becky wasn't necessarily his manager, but they had a great relationship. Dave Attell told Dave Becky, you need to come see this guy and manage this guy. This guy is going to be a star. True
when
story.
When you were how old?
I was 21.
Oh my God. I had no idea. Dave, I started out, I was opening for Attell on the road.
I mean, it's so crazy because I didn't even know Dave Attell, right? Mm-hmm. Like I was just a young kid on a comedy scene that had a couple spots here and there. And it was like when I first performed at the Cellar, they just gave me one and I performed and I came off. Dave Attell was outside smoking a cigarette.
Of course.
He said, man, you're very funny. He said, you're very, very funny. And I said, thank you, man. He said, yeah. He said, dude, just keep it up. And he didn't say anything more. And then later on, he said, I'm going to have somebody reach out to you, man. And I gave him like my number and Dave Becky reached out. Dave Becky got to me, said Dave Attell told him to reach out. Dave wanted a tape or something on me. I didn't have it. Dave ended up coming to see me perform. And the rest is history.
Dave Attell changed your life. He changed my life too.
Swear to God.
That's the thing. There's no one. I think he's nocturnal. He never stops smoking a cigarette, but he is the kindest person I know. Like if a waitress just started working at the Comedy Cellar and he found out she had cancer, he would just like give her 50 grand or something. Like he's just like the kindest person. You know that do you know the story about my son what I named my son?
No. Oh. Tell me.
Damn, you're gonna really like this, and I'm upset. So I made my son's middle name Attell for Dave. Do you know what my son's first name is?
What is
it? It's Gene. So by accident, and my husband's last name is Fisher. So by accident, I named my son Genital Fisher. Okay. I was a month into being a new mom, and I'm reading that. I'm like, let me just Google, see what's going on. And the internet is ablaze, having a field day, thinking I did it on purpose, because what kind of a sick idiot would just overlook that they by accident named their kid Genital? So his middle name is now David. Yeah. And I mean, I blame it. You know, I blame Keith Robinson.
Keith Robinson.
No, I love him. I love Wanda.
Wanda
Sykes.
Wanda's great.
Jess Kearson.
Ah, I love you, Liz.
Yeah.
I love you, Liz.
Chelsea Peretti Chelsea might be my favorite comic. I mean,
know Chelsea.
She kills me. Yeah.
This is a great Liz.
Yeah. Yeah. These are people I would like pay to see.
Yeah. You know? I love how different your list is as well.
I love seeing you. You know, we went to see one time, it was a whole group of us. You were at the Garden and we all came. To
I
see
remember
you.
That.
It was so cool.
You rock.
The artist formerly known as Louie. Yes. Amy Poehler.
Yes.
And
I remember you guys came to the back and you were so serious. Like, hey,
I think Jay-Z was in there. It was like, yeah. I walked in and I
Cole
just wasn't
was there.
I wasn't Meek mentally.
Was there. I had like a shitload. Every rapper from New York was probably there.
Yeah. So I walked in like ready to give you a hard time. And I walk in and it's like a room of my heroes, and I was like, I don't have anything to say. And then we sat like, you know, on the floor. It was such a great show. Like I really just remember how much I enjoyed it and like learned from it. And it was just a fun like little field trip that we all went together. We piled in a cab.
That's so dope. I just remember you guys came in the green room and you were like, hey, do you need a second?
Before your special, you were like hanging out. And I'm like,
I was like,
don't
no,
you need
guys.
To focus? Like,
yeah, I was like, no, guys, we're chilling. Just,
you yeah, you're like, no, do you want drink? A sandwich? You were, yeah, yeah, you were like hosting a party. I'm like, if it were me, because before a special or something, I'm like, everybody stay away from me.
You need a zone. You get in your zone. You need a second.
Yeah, I need to kind of focus and meditate. And
really?
Not you. You were like on the grill. You were like working the grill. I was like, is this normal to anyone else?
So you
making these bartending.
You literally like before, are you like that before every show or just like the big show?
No, just like the big show. I would be hanging out if it wasn't. But it was, I mean, you weren't doing a special, but you were performing at the Garden. But how many times have you done? How many times have you done MSG? Well,
what I do is this. When I go on tour, which one day I can't wait to get back to, is mm-hmm. I do everything the same. How you start is how you finish, no matter where you film the special. Mm-hmm. So if it's always hanging out and it's always chilling and it's drinking and it's cards in the back, then that's what it is before you go up. I don't break the routine because that's when I feel like the problems come, when all of a sudden you shut yourself off, you're quiet,
good and
it's a candle in the room and it's just you and there's no food before. And it's like, right. It's too much. I like it to be as relaxed as possible.
Yeah.
And it's a cool thing. And that's how I also keep the fun, you know, when you do so many dates, because after a while you want to throw that fucking material away.
You're like, if I say this again, I'm just going to throw up in the middle of a sentence.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
The last time I was out on the road, my openers were Janelle James, who's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know her.
I know who she is.
Janelle James. Okay. And Mia Jackson. And we would just kind of hang out, whatever. And then before we go up, like whoever was on the road with us, we'd like hold hands and kind of, you know, keep ourselves grateful and grounded and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. And then we go up. But before a special, like I run through the set in my head. Like, yeah, I would do a whole...
Do you keep the same openers? Have you kept the same openers every time, or do you switch?
For like 10 years, this guy Mark Normand opened for me, and then Rachel Feinstein and mm-hmm. Bridget Everett. I actually can't follow Bridget Everett. So she started closing my shows for me on the road. Have you ever seen her perform?
Really?
Her live show?
That's pretty goddamn deep.
No,
like
it's...
How did you do it?
Like, it was... It would be like... Now I'm going to bring out a special guest. You know, I would have an opener. I would go out and do
encore.
An hour.
I have an Here's encore.
Here's an encore.
Wow.
Because her energy and her stage presence, you can't.
Wow.
I think maybe you're probably the only person that could follow her, because we would, you know, we would do odd, like, you know, these big tours, oddball, whatever. And they would move her around the lineup, and nobody can follow her. You need an intermission.
That's such a compliment to her. And I hope she understands like how
she knows
how big that is from you. I'm just saying, like, that's so like so humble from your behalf.
The crowd lets you know. The crowd lets you know.
But I'm saying to still say, I love you this much, and I'm a supporter
right.
of your
Keep
talent
her on the road
much.
Instead
You're
of
You're still
like,
going to come out. Like, there's yeah. so many that are like, oh, you got to get the fuck out of here. No way.
No, I was like, she's going to make me stronger. And then there was just no, you know, no getting strong enough that you could follow Bridget. And so, it was the only thing that I could do, but I did want her to, you know, we talked about it. I was like, I want you to stay on the road with me, but I also like can't, you know, I don't want to be like sabotaging this bad. So yeah.
I'm dead serious. Amy, I have so much respect. I have so much respect for you for that. Like that's,
yeah,
and to
you.
My listeners, I hope you guys understand what she just said. Like she's talking about her tour. She's talking about her tour. She's talking about, you know, the people that she took with her on the road to open up and have a good time. And there's a talent that she just felt was stronger that you know, she loves so much that she's the biggest fan of. But she was like, yo, you can just close out. I'll bring you up as an encore. That's the dopest shit ever. Like
the loophole.
And by the way, it shows how much of a fan of comedy you are. Let's just put a real star next to that. That's you showing how much you love the craft of comedy. That's fucking, I love that, Amy.
I do.
I'm dead ass.
I love it. And it's so fun when there's a, you know, it's not that many comics who can sell out the Garden and like have a killer show there. So that's really fun. But yeah, I'm just like such a fan. Like I love seeing stand up. I really miss it. I love sitting downstairs at the Cellar, especially watching a tell.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get back to it. A question that I've asked, you know, my people, mm-hmm. you know, when they've done this podcast is, how do you feel about the state of comedy now, you know, and where it is and, you know, the conversations that are attached to so much that we do, that we say, what we should say, what we shouldn't be able to say, allow, et cetera. I mean, it goes vice versa. And, you know I definitely have a good take on it. And once again, understanding back to what I was saying about my wife, you know, how I've learned to step back, try to make sure that I understand, you know, have empathy, sympathize with everything that's going on. Right. How do you feel right now with the state of comedy?
I agree. There's this writer I love, Isabel Wilkerson. She has this book, Cast, that I can't recommend enough. And she talks about radical empathy. And so, you know, it's not just like putting yourself in your shoes. Cause like me, I can't imagine what it's like to be you, you know, for a million reasons, but to be in your shoes, but you like imagining what it's like to like, you know, live as that other person, like really going there. I think it's good. And I think, you know, the people who are like, I hate cancel culture and all this stuff. It's like, if you are down to learn and evolve and like educate yourself, then I think that's cool. And I feel like, that's what we should all be like striving for. So, you know, there's jokes I'm really not proud of, that have not aged well. And I wouldn't say now, you know, I am trying to keep on educating myself because if you say some dumb shit that you think is funny and you've grown up your whole life and it would be funny to everybody in the room, and then you realize that's not funny anymore. Like, here's an example that I'm really not proud of. Well, I remember, you know, I came up with Hannibal and we would make some joke, like, you know, I would make some joke about a black stereotype just to him. Like, I don't even know, like something about like swimming, like black people can't swim or something. And Hannibal was very, like, he really taught me. He'd be like, that's not funny to me. You know, he was just kind of like, I don't like play that way, you know? And I was like, oh, like I'd never had somebody be like, no. And he's my friend, you know, he wasn't like trying to do anything but represent himself. And then as I'm, you know, getting older, learning more, it's like, where does that come from? Like, where do those jokes come from? Like, where does that stereotype come from? Okay, well, black people used to not be allowed to swim in the pool with white people, or there was a place, you know, they would section off, they'd rope off the water in the ocean, you know, people would get killed for putting their toe, like a child got killed in, I think, Michigan or something. So it's like, you know, this is a heavy example, but if, you know, so should I be so furious with myself that I said that to Hannibal years ago? No, like, you know, my sort of white guilt isn't helpful. That's not helpful. What is helpful is me taking the initiative to learn more change, you know, and
also being like, allowed the opportunity to change though.
Totally.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
even give people a minute with it, you know, I mean, I don't, you probably don't watch The Bachelor, right?
I'm
trying to connect here and
we're not going to connect. I took a wrong turn.
And I apologize. What makes
you think I watched The fucking Bachelor? No,
it wasn't a good question.
Yeah.
I can admit that. I'm going to learn and grow from this.
From that right there. I'm going to learn and grow. love that. I love your answer.
I want to be an ally, you know, like I want to be like a good to every, like to, you know, it's
You're very vocal, you know, within the things that you believe and the things that you stand for. You always have been.
Yeah.
And, you know, now in today's times, of course, you know, the voices are needed more. You have more people speaking up than ever. You have some that just talk, and then you have some that actually put actions behind a word. You put actions behind it. You know, you're a person that doesn't mind getting on a plane. You're a person that doesn't mind going and standing with. And I
think if that's, I believe, dope. In it,
if it's something that you believe in, I
will get on a plane.
I think that's dope. I think it says a lot about you. It says a lot about your character.
I'll get on a train.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the same thing, Amy. I don't think
you have to go on a car.
Amy, you don't have to break down the different things which you can travel in.
You can.
It's saying basically
the bus system in New York is actually better than a lot of people think.
Amy, what I'm saying is that mm-hmm. you're willing to travel
right.
to stand for the things you believe in. So
yeah, and there's whatever. So many ways to travel now.
Well, that's the point.
You could get
I'm
a Segway.
Okay.
That, Amy, a lot of adults are using scooters.
Amy, I understand. I understand all the different methods of travel.
Good. Then we're on the same page.
We were on
Do
the same
page. You watch okay. The Bachelorette?
That's the same as asking me, do
right.
I watch The Bachelor?
Right. I know. No, you're right.
So don't ask me. Don't ask me about.
Forget I said anything.
All right. Well, I don't want to forget you said anything. You said a lot of good. There's a lot of good that you said.
Okay.
I want to get back to some good right now.
Good. Let's get back to it.
Well,
let's take it plain back to it.
Okay. Amy, that's a pointless callback. Okay. That's a callback that doesn't.
Not every callback is going to be gold.
I want to go and I want to get back to a question mm-hmm. that for me is one of, I don't know. I want to see if you're even thinking in this space, right? Like I was talking to you about goals before and about how I think so far in advance. And I talked to you about literature, like you wrote a book, right? Mm-hmm. Is that still a thing that you're playing around with?
Maybe another book?
Yeah, another book. Like you now as a mother and now juggling a career and really going to like the next stages of your career where you're talking about in front of the camera, behind the camera, you're going to start putting on so many hats. You know, mm-hmm. there's a conversation behind it. I just feel like that story is so uplifting to so many.
Yeah.
Is that a thought?
Yeah, like maybe, you know, but mm-hmm. again, I know you can't even fathom somebody not having goals. Like
I love your fucking answer.
It's not in the works. I'm not, you know, I've got some cell phone notes where I'll go like, oh, this is a good story. If I ever write a book, I should talk about that. But did you, you have books, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many?
Another one right now.
Oh my God.
Can't make this up. I'm about to drop another. I got the decision. I can't make this up. I'm dropping.
If I have a book, will it drop?
If you have a book, will
it drop? Can I say it drops?
Well, that's the, I'm using slang for my release.
But can I?
Can you say it? I mean, if you choose to use slang, I don't have a problem with you.
My baby drops. My next baby drops.
That actually is very funny.
Thank you.
That's
Thank you. I'm
funny.
Writing that See, down. That's my
you
first.
Ready. You're ready to get on stage.
Baby drops. I know. You're
ready.
Yourself, like, it's hard to get. You're not in shape. Like, I'm not in shape. Like with, you know, I'm not sitting around the cellar and like trashing Keith. Like, that's usually how I keep
that's
myself.
How you get in shape.
Yeah. That's
sharp.
My. Yeah.
That's how you stay sharp.
Yeah.
I definitely.
I'm not sharp.
Not wait. I can't wait to be in
an
environment
excited.
To get sharp. Amy, you know what else I can't wait? I can't wait to fucking see you.
I know that'll be fun.
We have fun together. That's what I wanted to say. That I want to say, like, you're literally one of my favorite people because you just talking to you is fun. Talking
we have
to
fun.
You equals
running
smiles,
into you is fun.
Equals laughter. It's,
yeah,
it's a good time.
It's nice to see you. Yeah,
it's a good time all the time.
We've had some fun. And your agent, I don't know if you're still with him, but he actually was my favorite person to trash.
Which one, Steven?
Steve? Yeah.
Yeah, Steve Cohen.
Captain He's a problematic America. Dresser.
Captain America. That's what we call
problematic dresser.
Captain America has always been Steven. Steven Sweet doesn't
guy.
Know how to not be an agent.
I know. It's like in their blood. And
yeah, he's just Kevin. Hey, man. Whoa, what a set. Steven's not. I'm just working out. I know, but man, Jesus Christ. No, you don't have to do this. Not right.
I don't,
man, buddy.
Isn't...
Whoa.
Wasn't
well,
it funny
set.
when you start out and like you'll be doing like Conan or something, and they come in to hang out in the green room. You know, like everything. They're like, you're like, you know, when you're starting out, it's like everything. They're like, I'm there. You know, or like doing a guest spot on the Wendy Williams show. They're like, I'm going to be there.
I'm there. Don't worry. I'm
and
there
a
with
tiny
you.
Green room. It's just like fruit and your clothes you're going to wear and your agent. Like,
and you come off and it's like, as soon as you walk in the back, man, whoa, you were great out there.
It's just an interview. Can I pee?
Amy, we have to figure out what and how. What's the thing that we do? What's our thing together, man?
You have your next available time slot when you're 50.
Yeah.
So I think that's really kind of when I'll be physically peaking, and a lot of people will want me on the big screen.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. No, I mean, I I would love to do something. We're gonna make you.
It. I'm telling you,
we'll do something.
We are for sure going to do something. I mean, we'll remake
Sleepless in Seattle.
Well, that's actually a very beautiful movie. That would be very nice.
On the top of the Empire State Building. And you know how we get there?
How?
A taxi.
Okay.
Or the subway.
All right. That's the conclusion that I needed to get to.
Okay. Walk.
You know what we can do, Amy? Mm-hmm.
What?
We can tell our audience that this is going to be a wrap up now.
That's right.
And here's why. Here's why we're going to wrap it up.
Okay.
We're going to wrap it up because we not only had great conversation, great dialogue, but we did it the real way, the right way. And that's what this podcast is about, Amy. There's no crazy shit attached to this. It's just talking. And this is what comics do so well. We talk. And when we talk, we understand one another. And we ask questions and we answer questions. And that's what this world needs to see more of. You need to see more of the good within just being real.
Exactly. And what am I being paid?
Amy, I think there's more.
Is this an hourly sort of a? I've sort of fallen on hard times.
Well, I think that's an offline conversation. So why don't
Why don't we wait
till I kind of wrap it up? Let me wrap it up.
You're driving this ship. You do it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me wrap it up and then maybe a ferry.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You know, there's endless. So many ways.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Comedy Gold Mines, and today we got into the mind of Amy Schumer. And God damn it, what an amazing mind it was. We got to know that she's not only a mother, but she's in love with motherhood. We got to know that, yes, she complains about her vagina, but she's still happy with what it does. Is she excited about where her breasts have went? No. But is she still dealing with it? Of course. Is her man as affectionate and present as she would like? Absolutely not. But is she happy? Yes, she is. Does Amy Schumer have goals? No, absolutely not. But is she working? Yep, because something made sense today. What happens tomorrow? Mm-hmm. That's a word that Amy loves. Mm-hmm. Okay. But a stand-up lover she is, and she's excited to get back to the stage. And God damn it, when she does, I feel like we will all reap from the goddamn benefits of laughter, because that's what she provides. Amy, I love you, genuinely.
I love you, Kev.
You're fucking dope, man. You're so dope. I'm excited for you. I'm so happy that you are happy within this world of being a wife and being a mom. And I'm excited. Like your new show that you're working on Hulu. I like that you're behind the lens. Keep fucking pushing, yo. Goals and no goals. You're doing it right. I mean,
thanks, Kev. That means a lot to me.
Comedy Gold Mines is a Sirius XM and LOL audio production. Executive produced by Kevin Hart, Ty Randolph, and Eric Weil. With Tastemakers Media, Emil Garner, and Ian McDonald.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.